Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Okay, I only have a few minutes to do this show today. Okay, I'm glad the show's short because in just a few minutes, I'm getting on the phone with my publisher to discuss my deal. Got a book going on. We'll talk about that in a little bit here. But first, today, I want to talk about something that I love. This, I'm so good at doing this. It's awesome. I'm a good quitter. I'm a really good quitter. And you may not be, and maybe you should be. So if you've pondered that before, if you wonder, a lot of the people I talk to on the phone are always wondering if they should quit something or start something. So we'll talk about quitting today. Quitting is like the place you start for starting, in many cases. You got to close that door first, right? We'll talk about that. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's stand up, it's take a step, and repeat. You know one of the secret, super secret recipes, the things that I talk about all the time? It is the click. The click. And here's the click, and here's what I want you to pay attention to, because I know it's frustrating sometimes to learn all the stuff we have to learn to figure out, because the world's changing all the time. So it's frustrating. So the click to me, the trick is the click. It's a millisecond in time. It's when you're searching, trying to figure stuff out, and you can't quite figure it out. You can't get it. And then you got it. And sometimes it's very little. It's just enough to nudge you forward. Sometimes it's very large. It's a major breakthrough, as we say, but it's a little click. So this show and the Daily Show, everything that I do all the time, is pretty much about that. It's to get a click in you. Now, a lot of folks don't like that. A lot of folks want the major thing right now, change my life now today. Some of you will change today completely. Some of you is going to be tomorrow. Some of you will be next week. It'll happen. But it all starts with every single day you picking up these little clues, the universe or whatever the hell is sending you these clues. You pick up these little clues and you put them all together and it works for you. Make sense? I say, who was? I don't remember. Oh, it's me, Scott, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. So why should you be a good quitter? Why should you be? Oh, wait a second. I forgot the question. Have you asked your Friday question? How do you want to feel? I always ask that first. Do that when you get done today. Well, just like any time for that. When you get done today, I want you to sit back, close your eyes a little bit in your car, whatever you happen to be, and just go, how do I want to feel? Keep it generic if you want to, or make it specific to a certain thing. Ask a question because your subconscious mind is going to go, awesome, and you're going to go to work to make a very nice day. Okay, so why must you be a good quitter? I'm a little bit scattered this week. I'm excited about stuff. Has anybody ever said to you, it is good to be a quitter? I'm trying to think. I don't think anybody's ever said that to me. They've said to me, yeah, you probably should have gotten out of there or something like that before, after the fact. But I don't think anybody's ever told me to be a quitter. In fact, being an American, it's kind of like we don't quit, do we? We go until we get stuff done. That has not served us all that well. It hasn't. Sometimes it's good to be a quitter. And I know nobody's going to tell you, you got to stick with it. Don't be a quitter. It's going to go on your permanent record. I don't know. I think it's a good idea to be a quitter. It's turned out to be some pretty good advice. So let's talk about this for a second here. For those of you who are wondering, and let me preface this by saying, for those of you who are stuck in something you hate doing, and you can't, but you've heard you have to stick, you can't be a quitter. But if you hate doing it, if you hate your job, if you hate your life, hate things that are going on right now, but your mind says, my values are I never quit. We need to update that a little bit. Things change. So being a good quitter is not an excuse. Nope. I'm not talking about that kind of quitter. I didn't like it, so I quit. I mean, superficially, I guess that's kind of a good excuse, but that's what I'm talking about. It's not an option for making things easier. A lot of people quit when things get difficult. I see that a lot. I'm out of here. Why? It was harder than I thought it was going to be. Okay, all right, well, hard happens sometimes, doesn't it? Doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing it. Instead, quitting, I think, is a wise choice. You choose to leave when your progress has stopped or you're going around in circles. Happens a lot. Sometimes you get in something and life is going really well. It happens a lot with business, by the way. People get great ideas. They kind of launch and then things kind of stop and it kind of pauses and they wonder what's happening. They kind of lost their mojo. And the trick is, if you've come down and you're just going in circles and can't get going again, sometimes you have to quit. But other times you have to quit what you're doing and change and move in another direction. Just get a different mindset to move forward. So quitting is one of those things. It's a wise choice when it's required. Now, one of the things I say all the time to clients I speak to, and they will feed this back to me when I'm chatting with them on the phone, a word I use often is sustainability. You hear it all the time. And it's not environmental or anything like that. I guess it could be, but it's not. For me, it's, can you sustain it? And so when things are bad, when things aren't going the way you want them to go, or you're just not getting the progress you want, you feel blocked, something like that, whatever you're doing is not getting you along the road where you want to go to, so it's not sustainable to try to stay there. If it's bad, it's not sustainable. If it's interrupting your entire life, if you're getting unhealthy, whatever it happens to be, it's not sustainable. How do I know that? Well, because I got Scott logic, it's common sense. It just tells me that, hey, I'm a positive, upbeat guy, but if I don't like it, eventually it's going to eat me from the inside out, and I'm not going to do it anyway. And you know, I learned over time is sometimes when I decide to quit something, most people say to me, what took you so long? Here's where things get interesting. Once you're committed to an important idea, it's really challenging to allow yourself to quit. Yeah, I know you know that because you're in it, right? Well, I don't want to let them down. What are they going to say? All that stuff. Like I said, most people are like, what are you still here for? They already thinking that. Are you stuck in a lousy job? Relationship is not great. Some destructive behavior going on, something like that. Your internal sense of identity is going to challenge you. Because you are who you are. Identity is established quickly. It goes from your experiences every single day. Everything you do today. It's so important to be careful what you do and who you hang out with and all the stuff you listen to. Because that's your experience. And your experience over time is going to become your belief system. Eventually, based on what you do, you begin to believe that's the way things go. Now, from that, you begin to form values. And the values are formed in your life. And you start to value. What is a value? Well, it's what you value. It's honesty, integrity, hard work, whatever. You know, on the good side, there's bad stuff, bad values as well. But either way, based on your experience, you will have certain values. And society is kind of laid out that way. There are people that share different values at different ends of the spectrum. So you're going to form that along the way. But the bottom line is when you get through the behaviors and the experiences and the beliefs and the values, you get to your identity. And your identity is likely something that's been drilled into you your entire life. So if you grew up and you were never allowed to be a quitter, and you're thinking, yeah, but wait a second, this really stinks. I need to get out of it. Your identity of never being allowed to quit or make an adjustment to something is going to be so strong, you're not going to do it. It may not be wise. So I want you to listen very closely. I'm not telling you to quit. Please don't take it that way. I think you understand me, what I'm saying. But if it's not sustainable, if you can't make some adjustment, if you go, if you say your job's bad, if you can't get that job to change, if you can't get the money you want, if you can't get your boss to stop being a terrible boss, if you can't do that, if you can't make a really good faith effort to make it happen, do everything it takes to get that to happen, then you only really got one choice in the world, don't you? Yeah, cut the cancer out. Move on. Forget treatment. Just cut it out. Move on. Listen very closely to your inner voice. When it begins to sound the alarm, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be dead on. Trust your gut. Your gut's wired to everything inside you. It's going to tell you, and let your gut reason with your identity for a little bit and have a little negotiation and see if it's time to accept the writing on the wall and move on. There is no need to wait for the inevitable to happen because it's just going to go exactly the way you think it's going to go. So trust your gut. Change your direction really quickly, huh? It's hard for a lot of people to get here. I really don't want to come across as I think you should be a quitter. And there are way too many people who just seem to live and breathe with the quitter attitude these days all the time. You can't count on anybody. And that's okay. Because those you can count on, those who have used their inner sense to reason this out, very, very loyal, very committed people. I'm not a quitter. I'll stick with you to the very end. Until the end means going off a cliff or something, then I might jump free from that. Probably. Just saying. It's been a fun week. Appreciate you being around. Got a bigger week coming up next week, and the coaching calls at Daily Boost Premium are going to kick in again. I can't wait to get on the phone and do some work with you guys to help you solve whatever issues you want to solve, get whatever you want in life. We'll do that. Hook up with me. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. That's my Facebook page. I'll let you in. Have a great weekend.